Well, I think that was a big part of the process, you know, is going through and looking at all the tape. You know, obviously the scouts have been on this player for a long time. He's had a very productive college career. And, you know, coaches loved him, scouts loved him. It's good when you get a guy that there's a lot of respect for his body of work.
Reggie, how much activity were you getting on the phones at four with a couple of top prospects still on the board?
Well, while we were on the clock, none. Just leading up to it a little bit.
Were you guys always anticipating taking a receiver at number four, or did things change maybe hearing things about Williams having some injury issues, like an issue?
Well, Coop was on our board high from the start. So didn't matter about the position. It was about the player. And we thought we had a chance to get a really good player, and we were excited that he was there.
Jack, Bill Musgrave has talked about he wants to run the ball so much this year. But getting a guy like Amari who could be a potential game-breaker, game-changer, does that change at all in your opinion? I know you just got him, but does that change at all in your opinion how you guys might want to approach things offensively?
No, I think I wouldn't mistake Bill's comments for the fact that, you know, we want to be explosive on offense. We're going to throw the ball. We've got a good quarterback. We're just not only going to throw it and sling it around the lot. But you have to have, you know, some speed and some playmaking ability on the outside. We you know, that certainly was a goal coming into this this weekend. And you know, that was a real fine football player that we added to the organization today.
Reggie, you know, you're always best player type thing, but how important was it to get a receiver in this draft for Derek?
Very, very. You know, it's very nice when it goes hand in hand. You get a chance to get a great player, and he fits, you know, one of the needs. So it was great when that fall in place.
What are some of the adjectives you could use with Amari Cooper as far as his route running? How would you describe that? And how well does the offense that he played in Alabama translate to the offense here?
Well, I'll talk about some of his skills. I'll let Jack talk about how you're going to use him in offense. But his skill set, I mean, he can run a route. You know, seems like he can do that with his eyes closed. He's exceptionally quick. Fast, and he understands the game. You know, you can tell the guy's been playing football and playing that position all his life. You can tell that. But he's an extremely hard worker. I mean, you don't hear any negatives about this guy. So it's no wonder he's as good as he is, because he's the intangibles, you know, outside of his skill set, are extremely high.
Reggie, just kind of dovetailing onto that, can you kind of talk about him as, you know, in terms of character? And also, did you ever meet with him during this pre-draft process, and how did you kind of find out, like, what kind of a person that he was?
Well, you know, for one, our scouts got so much research, you know, on him leading up to the combine, and we met with him at the combine. Yes, we did.
I guess this is for both of you guys. Cooper has been compared to great receivers like Reggie Wayne. Do you feel that that's a good comparison, or is there anybody that he reminds you guys of?
I would just say that, you know, when you talk about this young man coming in at this level as a draft prospect that has not played in the NFL yet, it's unusual when words like polished are thrown out. But that's what you see. He is a... You know, he's been lined up all across the board, outside, both sides, inside in the slot, moved around, even lined up in the backfield some. So he's been exposed to a lot, been utilized a lot of different ways. He's run the route tree. They compete at Alabama. You know, just competing in that conference and the time that he's had, the repetitions that he's had, playing the position, running the route tree, and doing all the things that he's done to develop himself, makes him a guy that has that label of being polished, and that's why he's earned it. So it's rare when you find guys that come into the league and they have that kind of polish on them coming out. You know, typically guys, you know, they can't get off press. They have something they haven't done. Well, he's really pretty much, you know, he's done all those things. He knows how to get off press. He knows how to attack defenses, find the soft spots, and run the full complement of the route tree. So that sets him apart in terms of with the rest of this class.
Yeah. How long ago did you decide this was the guy you were going to take if he was there? Was it as far back as the combine after that? It's been reported you didn't bring him in here. Was that a decoy move to make people think you're going to take somebody else?
No decoy. I mean, you know, you bring guys in whether it's a medical issue or whether it's a mental issue or whether it's, you know, just trying to get more information. We had all our information we needed to see. We looked at all the film that we needed to see, and just spending a little time with him, we got to know the person, talked to everybody who's been around him. You know, we got coaches on our staff who's been around him, you know, at Alabama. So we knew the kid. So there was no need to do any decoy to that one. But we liked him as soon as we saw him on tape.
So how long ago did you decide he was
here? Our pick number one. Well, that after this process, you know, we got the coaches involved after the combine. So that was a process. But in the personnel department, this guy was one of the top guys. So we said, hey, when you go through this process of the combine and the pro days and all the interviews, once that factors out, we knew he was going to be a top guy.
When you see a guy that's that polished, as you say, and has all these skills already, is there any concern at all that you're worried that he's kind of maxed out, that he's about as good as he can get?
No, not at all. I mean, you got a guy that's the size he is and as fast as he is. I mean, guys, this is a young kid.
Yeah.
I mean, we hope we can get him better.
We have more to do. Believe me. It's still a young man coming into the league. I'm just saying, in relation to receivers that typically enter the league, there's typically a lot more work to get them up to speed with, you know, what it looks like, what it feels like to get off an NFL corner, get off the press at the line, to run a route, you know, to understand how to sink his hips and some of the nuances of creating separation that you're going to need to have at this level. So I think he's just kind of comes in a little ahead of the curve in that regard, you know, compared to others at that position.
How much concern was there that, especially at number three, that maybe he would have gone before your pick? Is it tense moments there? Or?
It's always tense. When you're not first, it's always some tense moments if your guy's not going to be there. No, not since we made the pick. No.
Wait a minute. My phone's going off right now. I checked my phone.
Well, I'm sure, just like all the players, you know, they lobby for their guys. But, you know, Derek, he's one of those players that he's happy whoever we bring in. As long as he thinks he can help us, he's excited. And I'm sure he's excited that he has another target.
Jack, coaches typically don't like to pencil in rookies as starters, but as polished as Cooper is, do you fully expect him to be making big contributions right from the start here?
Yeah, I think you know, the way we like to do things is come in and earn your role and compete, but the expectation level should be high for a young man that comes in that's selected that high in the draft. But, you know, he'll need to prove it on the field and earn it. And that's how really it is with everybody, but there's certainly a high expectation that goes along with somebody selected that high.
How much, when you look at Amari Cooper and the conference he played in the SEC, how much did that prepare him for the next level and contribute to that polish that you're talking about and that explosiveness and playing on a big stage in the SEC?
Yeah, no, I think that's all part of you know, his development, you know, where he is. One thing about him, you'll see that when he's here, you know, you'll notice, I think, that he's very serious about football. He's very much businesslike in his approach. Fairly quiet, soft-spoken young man, mature, and you know, football's important to him. You know, he knows what it looks like, what, you know, to work and prepare the way you need to prepare to play well. So, you know, those things are all things that coaches think are, you know, coaches, personnel, people, we all appreciate those qualities.
Reggie, did anything surprise you in the three picks ahead of you?
It really didn't. You know, it really didn't. You know, it's the talk of the possible trade. I was kind of looking forward to seeing if there would be a trade before we pick, but other than that, no.
Got time for one more, guys.
I mean, can you just kind of take us into the room at that moment, though, knowing that you guys had Williams, Cooper, and White? I mean, I'm sure you guys were smiling from ear to ear with your options. I mean, was it tough or was it easy? Like, okay, Cooper's the guy. Or was there some?
Well, at this time today, we kind of know who we like. So when Cooper was there, we were excited. We had an idea of kind of how it would go. But when Cooper was there, it wasn't a whole lot of debate, if that's what you're thinking.
There was some cheering.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I know we're always loath to compare guys, but is there anybody that this guy compares to that's in the league today in you guys' mind? And you mentioned a lot of his qualities. Is there something you've learned over the years that the qualities that do translate best from college to the pro level that he has?
Yeah, I'm reluctant to throw out names like that. I think I'd like him to come in here and create, you know, a name for himself. And I think, you know, when you're talking about guys that run good routes, that catch the ball, that have speed and are able to separate and those types of things, and there are a number of guys that do come to mind, but I really don't want to. I don't want to heap that on him. I don't think that's beneficial for him. I think the most important thing for him is to come in here and get ready to go to work, become a great teammate,